have a proposal before us in the dash A8. There are amendments that I requested, and they eliminate the sunset off the 10-cent tobacco products tax. They change the tax on cigars to be no more than 50 cents per cigar. That provision has a January 1st, 2002 sunset.
Mr. Chair, if I might,
the
question has been raised by the department that administers this, and they would like to sort of clarify that the tax, when a wholesaler distributes cigars, boom, a whole bunch of cigars go out, some are high price, some are low price, and some are this and that, and is it the average over all of those things that are distributed that cannot exceed 50 cents, or is it for any one type of cigar, brand, package, you know, that you would buy in the cigar store, the average tax cannot exceed 50 cents. And I think that's what the intent is. We just wanted that on the record.
Okay, and sort of whether you're talking about whether they're boxed or whether they're single or whatever, is that the
issue? It's not an average over distribution which involves a lot of different quality and different price ranges, but for any given cigar that's sold, yeah, the price cannot exceed it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. May not exceed is the operable part of that amendment. Is there further discussion?
I'm questioning about the sunset on the cigars. Does it just go away in 2 years, or does it?
Well, go ahead with your question.
That's the question.
Okay.
Go away in 2 years?
Yes, it would revert back to the Measure 44 level of taxation unless the sunset is removed by a subsequent legislature, as we have done year after year with the 10 cents. And the thinking behind that is we had some significant testimony that there would be a change in purchasing habits, that the sales over the internet would cease and those kinds of things. And yet the question kept coming up. We don't have data to prove that. LRO doesn't have the ability to forecast that. So the thinking was if we put this sunset provision in there, we will, when the 01 session reconsiders this, certainly have the ability to evaluate what the consumption patterns have been. And if it's indeed something that we want to continue, the legislature can do that at that time.
I think first I would oppose this. I don't know what the rest of people are.
Senator Miller?
Well, I'm going to oppose the sunset on the cigar tax because I believe, although this is a horrifying thought today, that we will be back here in 2 years. And given that, we'll have the opportunity to review any and all of the subjects of this bill. And so this also seems almost a conflict in theory here as to why we would apply one sunset and take off another.
Well, I think
we have to be consistent. Goodness, we're not, but I don't understand it in this particular.
I think the idea was that the 10 cents that was on cigarettes was imposed actually prior to the passage of Measure 44. It has been extended by several legislative sessions since then, at least three, if not four. And yet the tobacco is a change in the voter-passed Measure 44. And again, rather than just making that a complete change without knowing what the ramifications are, the sunset allows us to gather some data exactly what the implications are of making that kind of change on the cigar portion of the product, or tobacco products, which was part of the Measure 44 vote.
Mr. Chair, I won't labor this any longer. I'll just say that, in my experience, the people who will support this change and those who will oppose this change will provide all of the data necessary in this session for us to make a judgment without us having some guaranteed any of that.
Okay. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, just to speak to the sunset of the cigarette tax, I was just was, and I guess still is, a bill with my name on it. And I know there's some opposition out there. I guess, to speak to what you said, the fact that that 10-cent tax has been on since 93 and keeps getting rolled over every session, and judging by the makeup of the legislative body, I'm not sure there would ever be the will to remove it. And also judging by the fact that I doubt that if it was removed, we would actually see a reduction in the cost of cigarettes out there, so there's no benefit to the consumer in that. I just wonder why we should, every 2 years, invest the $10,000 necessary to draft a piece of legislation to just continue to keep doing the same thing over and over again. That was my logical thought process in drafting the original legislation.
I don't think there's any disagreement with that portion of the amendment, Representative. I think the dispute is centering on whether there should, in fact, be a sunset on this new change, which would propose to change the way cigars are taxed.
Mr. Chair, to that, I guess, Senator Miller's right. We can revisit any issue at any point in time, but having a sunset kind of forces the revisitation where it might not happen otherwise. I know there's significant opposition to even doing this at all. I think maybe we get more support for actually allowing this study to go on if we do have a sunset, and so we could have some valid data to show that indeed this does have a significant impact on business.
Any further discussion?
Well, the sunset. And I guess I can agree with you on this 10 cents. And one of the advantages of taking it on, obviously, it's probably not going to go up by 10 cents by not reviewing this thing. So there's a possibility of winning by taking it out because then it probably will stay at 10 cents. There's always a possibility that we'll raise it to 20 cents if we keep reviewing it. And we seem to always be running short of money. So there's a positive and a negative side.
Captain Devlin.
Not in reference to the cigar portion of this, but the sunset on the 10 cents. So I had occasion yesterday to talk to your predecessor, Commissioner Bryan. And he urged us to eliminate the sunset, that if we were going to consider it, but we said it's something else in advance because he said it was this endless chore of having to do it every session, knowing that you would ultimately always get enough vote for it, because no one ultimately wanted to give up the revenue, but knowing that you'd always have to take it through the entire process just to get a barely enough vote to pass it. And he urged, if we didn't get rid of it entirely, that we at least made it some kind of in the distant future, before writing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask that the committee be in recess for a moment.
Or recess?
Yeah. Stand at ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll just recess.
Recess?
Okay, this is over. Is there any further discussion on the day sheet amendments, the issue before us, or Senator Durfler?
I'd like to make a motion on line 13 to remove the end before January 1st, 2002.
Senator Durfler makes a conceptual amendment to the dash 8 to delete the sunset on line 13. Is there any discussion? Mr. Chair. Senator Byer.
Just to note that I continue to think that it's not the best policy in the world to do this, but in the realization that we are a sunny guy, and we do need to pass this bill today. We need to take care of the cigarettes, and I would support the amendment that has been offered.
The discussion?
I'm not sure what I think that means as far as drafting is concerned. Council's not here, but the reason Section 5 in the amendments is substituted for Section 3 on page 2 and 3 of the bill is it's temporary. If you're making it permanent, I think deleting this would essentially restore the original bill in lines 30 through 45 on page 2 and 1 through 11 on page 3. So it becomes permanent law. I would assume it's council authority to do that if I'm correct. Here's a second.
Permanent for 2 years.
Next year, would you please? Respond to the comments made by Dick.
Except you've removed the sunset.
Yeah.
He doesn't
want to say. Okay.
That's fine. I thought, Dexter, the motion before the committee was to delete the sunset on the amendment, line 13. And I thought, effectively, that's restoring the language in the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, I believe that's correct. I don't have a copy of the bill.
So this is an amendment to the bill, did we have to change what we had in
this chair?
I believe in Section 5.
Question of
ours. Did the bill that we passed out of the Senate have the sunset on the cigarette tax deleted?
Yeah,
I think it did.
Senate has put a sunset into the bill. The bill you received did not have a sunset.
It would restore it to the House passed bill. What you're saying?
No.
Oh, that part of
we're talking Section 5, if I might, Mr. Chair, and that's just the cigar portion. By taking out this, there's no reason to amend if the point of taking out the language that Senator Durfler referred to was removing the sunset. That language is already in the bill. So putting it in A8 would probably add language that's already there, so we don't need it twice. Section 3 in this bill would restore or remove the sunset that we inserted in the Senate version of the Senate amendments to 2461 that restored the sunset.
So you're just saying,
the ultimate effect, if we adopt the A8 without Section 5, as I understand it, would be would remove sunset on cigarette tax and that's it, in terms of changing the Senate-adopted version.
Could you please answer the question?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think if what you want to do is to just remove the sunset on the cigarette tax, what you want is the A8 amendments through line 3.
Now, the proposal is to delete the sunset from the cigarette tax, but also to delete the sunset from the cigar portion.
That's right. So you would want the A8 amendments through line 3, and I don't think you need anything beyond that. The rest of the A engrossed bill is fine as amended. Right. Actually, all you want in the amendments is line 2 and 3. That's right. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I would move what you're recommending.
Senator Durfler moves that the his motion be amended as described by counsel to effectively remove the sunset from cigarettes and...
not cigarettes. Cigars. Okay, you're right.
Cigarettes and cigars as described in 2460.
So in essence, it's delete everything except lines 2 and 3.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Please call the roll on the amendment to the dash 8.
Senator
Byer. Aye.
Senator Garfler.
Aye.
Representative Devlin.
No.
Representative Stern.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Aye.
Chair Staubach.
Aye. Chair move dash 8 is amended into House Bill 2461. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Let the record show Representative Devlin objects. Done.
Thank
you. And we need to move this back to the both chambers, I believe, since it has to be conference committee report has to be adopted in both chambers. So the chair would move this back. House Bill 2461 has amended the conference committee report be referred back to both chambers with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Okay, where's the House?
Senator Byers.
Aye.
Senator Durfler.
Aye.
Representative Devlin.
No.
Representative Cruz.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Aye.
Chair Staubach.
Aye. 2461 returns. You need to do anything else, please?
No.
You need to adjourn.
Do it.